Hi and welcome to video number 21 in the Canon EOS 500D T1i and KISS X3 tutorial videos. In this video we're going to have a look at Live View, and it will probably be in two or three parts. Live View on the Canon EOS 500D is what you can currently see at the moment. The video camera is filming the back of the 500D, which is in Live View in manual mode. And here at the bottom of the screen we can see the exposure information, as well as the grid lines which aid composition and for use of rule of thirds. And also in the bottom left corner here, we have the metering square, which is where the camera will take its meter reading and exposure information from. Now, this can actually be moved around the screen and placed where you want it. Now, Live View on the 500D, a couple of things to go over, and a couple of points to go over. It shows 100% of the frame that you are looking at, whereas looking through the viewfinder shows only 95%. Which can sometimes unfortunately mean that twigs, branches, or maybe flagpoles or other items can sometimes creep into the frame if you're not watching for them. One other thing with Live View as well is it actually reduces battery life. By how much depends on in which conditions you're shooting, the temperatures that you're shooting in as well, what exposure settings are being used. So bear that in mind. Please refer to the manual for the exact figures. Now, another thing to note in Live View as well is it's generally a shooting mode that will be used whilst you are on a tripod or the camera is placed on a steady surface, and it's used for photography such as macro photography, still life tabletop photography and landscape photography. You can of course use it for other types as well, maybe portraiture if you've got someone who's staying still, self-portraiture sometimes, I use it to help with my self-portraits as well. One thing or one type of photography that you probably wouldn't use it for would be something which has a lot of action or movement in. And the reason being is it actually uses a different autofocus system than the camera normally uses when we shoot normally through the viewfinder. As a result, it's considerably slower at autofocus. So what we'll do in this first video, we'll have a look at some of the menu items, features as well, and also what modes that Live View works in on the Canon EOS 500D. Hi, and here we are looking at the back of the Canon EOS 500D T1i and KISS X3, and we'll have a look at which modes that Live View works in. My apologies if you're finding it difficult to actually make out some of these buttons here in the darker parts of the camera. I've underexposed the video camera slightly just so we can actually see the display clearly. Okay, now Live View will work on the following modes. It works in A-depth mode, manual, aperture priority, shutter priority, and program mode. So if I bring up Live View now whilst in program mode by pressing this button here on the back of the camera, which has the record symbol and the Live View function symbol there, as well as a printer symbol next to it, you will hear the mirror flip up. The viewfinder is now actually dark. If you look through this now, you won't see anything. If I turn to one of the more automatic modes, so creative auto, Live View turns off. It also will not work in fully auto, portrait, landscape, close-up, sports, night portrait, or flash off mode. So we'll go back to manual, where I was before, and we'll have a look at some of the readouts on screen whilst we're in Live View. So we'll go back into Live View by pressing this button again, and we will see the display on the back of the camera. And it shows us the battery life. Exposure simulation means that it will simulate the exposure on the back of the camera for you, so live view, hence the name. You know, current ISO, number of shots you have left on your memory card, the metering bar, aperture value, which is currently f7.1, shutter value, which is 1/20th of a second at the moment, and also here on this side we can see that whilst taking pictures we are shooting in RAW. Okay, it also shows us here the different auto focus modes, quick AF, we will cover those shortly, picture style, white balance, and also which shooting mode that you are in, be it single shot or burst mode or self timer. Okay, we'll have a look, quick look at the actual menus for Live View. So if we press the menu button here, Now, I've had a look and it's actually the same throughout all the different shooting modes that LiveView will work in. And we go to the third tab here from the right and down into LiveView function settings. And these items come up no matter what shooting mode the camera is in, as long as LiveView will work in that mode. Okay, we can actually disable LiveView by pressing set and disable, okay, or enable it as a feature, like so. The grid display, if we go down and hit set now, we can either turn that off so you don't see a grid at all, and I'll just show you what that looks like now. Okay, we see no grid on the back of the camera there, and we'll go back into the menu, go back to that third along from the right tab, Live View function settings, grid, and we'll put the original grid back on. And there you can see the rule of thirds grid there. And you can also bring up a slightly tighter grid by going into menu again, Live View function settings, grid display, grid number 2. And there. Okay, that's a slightly tighter grid, which you may well use to aid composition if you have more items within your frame or a more complex frame to deal with, maybe with still life, for example. Okay, the other features within the menu is metering timer, where you can change the amount of time that the meter will hold the exposure information within LiveView. Obviously, you may well have that set to a longer period if you're working on something that takes longer to set up. And we will go back. And the autofocus mode. Now, you have quick mode, which when in quick mode, we'll go back to Live View now. I will press set, go to this section here, okay, and I will go up to the autofocus mode. You can actually cycle through these different autofocus modes. Now, quick mode actually brings up the traditional autofocus points that you're used to seeing when you look through the viewfinder. Okay, I'll just bring that up again. And we can actually move across by pressing this right hand button here on the D-pad and then manually selecting using the wheel which autofocus point, just like you would do looking through the viewfinder, so which autofocus point that you want to use. Now, we can also select which autofocus mode from here, or if we notice going back to the menu, also within here, so live mode with face detection or live mode as well. So we'll have a look at live mode with face detection and go back to there. Okay, now it's actually, the camera is in manual focus at the moment, so we will have a look at those in more detail. And what it does, it uses this square to actually act as the autofocus point. So we'll cover focusing when I actually do the demonstration of LiveView in the next video. And then we'll continue on just looking through some of these settings now. The face detection, by the way, is something that you would use, say, if you're doing a family portrait, for example, and you've got a number of people in the frame. We will actually change it to the next one using the front roller wheel. Okay, and that's autofocus live. The autofocus live and the face detection mode are a little slower than the AF quick mode, and all of the autofocus modes in LiveView are much, much slower than the traditional autofocus when we look through the viewfinder. Okay, now whilst in LiveView, we can also change the picture style from standard, and it gives you the contrast brightness settings within that picture style. Portrait, and you may see a slight change in the colour on the back of the camera. Landscape, neutral, faithful, monochrome, and 3 user defined custom ones which you can actually set within the Canon software provided with the camera. So we'll go back to standard. Next down on this menu here, we can actually set the white balance. White balance, remember that video that I showed on white balance, shows you how to change white balance and why you would change it. So you set the white balance or the color temperature for the lighting conditions that you are shooting in. So again, you can roll through using the roller dial just behind the shutter release, and you'll notice a big change in the color on the screen. That's because of the different colour temperatures. That custom one I've had set for something completely different. Okay, and we'll go back to tungsten, which are the conditions that we're in at the moment. Also, we can change the shooting mode. Continuous shooting. So you go from single, continuous, self-timer remote control, and self-timer 2 seconds. So you have the 10-second timer, 2-second timer, and you can also self-timer continuous, where you can actually set the number of shots that it will take, but you will have to come out of live view to actually set that number. And how you do that, should you wish to, is come back into your normal screen. Okay, press the left-hand D-pad here, go over to self-timer continuous, and you can actually choose the number of shots that it takes once the timer has run down. It will set that back to single shoot, go back to live view. Okay, and lastly, we can actually change the picture format that we are taking pictures in, from RAW to large JPEG, going through all the different sizes and resolutions, all the way around to RAW plus JPEG. Okay, we'll go back to RAW there. So that's just a quick look at live view and some of the menu features. It's not a very complex feature in terms of the number of menu options, but it does get slightly more complex when using it in practice, which is why I've actually left the autofocus mode demonstrations until I've actually got a still life set up in front of the camera, where you can actually see it try to lock onto the subject, and you will see the difference in speed on autofocus. So that will leave for the next video. So this has been video number 21 for the Canon EOS 500D T1i and KISS X3, having a quick look at live view, and we will see you in the next one.